A very powerful magnet at Miami University is playing a key role in discovering early warning signs for pancreatic cancer. Ann Thompson reports in Focus on Technology.
I'm standing outside of Hughes Laboratories on the campus of Miami University. Inside is a two-story magnet that's one of the strongest in Ohio and the world. The magnetic field produced by this magnet is about 400,000 times stronger than the magnetic field produced by the Earth that aligns the compass needle. Dr. Michael Kennedy shows it off in its special housing.
This is a high-field nuclear magnetic resonance spectrometer. The resonance frequency of this instrument is 850 megahertz proton frequency, and that corresponds to one of the most powerful instruments of its kind in the world. The instruments go up to about 1 gigahertz, and we're at 850 megahertz.
Kennedy, an Ohio eminent scholar and professor of chemistry and biochemistry, says the magnet is a cylindrical coil of wire that is 2 feet tall and a couple of feet in diameter. Its housing, containing liquid helium to keep the magnet cool, weighs 7 tons. Why such a powerful magnet? Kennedy says it allows him and his nearly 50 students and staff to look at the structure of larger proteins to find early signs of disease. Right now, they're using it to discover early warning signs for pancreatic cancer. Currently, these biomarkers are unknown, and patients often discover the disease too late. The process of using the magnet, or NMR machine, is called nuclear magnetic resonance spectroscopy. It provides reams of information about the molecules.
NMR spectroscopy is very powerful in the sense that it produces a rich set of data. That's very valuable, but it's also makes it very difficult to find those biomarkers in that wealth of information. Once we collect the data, then we have to rely on statistical analysis methods to help us find the needle in the haystack of what changes in the spectra of people who have the disease are important compared to people who are healthy.
The current study, sponsored by the National Institutes of Health, uses a mouse model. Mice are genetically engineered to have pancreatic cancer, and then through collection of body tissues, PhD candidate Tafatswa Chihanga and others study the progression.
Then you actually put your samples in a tube and you mix it all up. So there's certain buffers that you have to put into your sample, and then you run that through the magnet.
Running just one sample takes 15 to 30 minutes. Junior Maria McNerlin, a microbiology major, recalls the first time she found out about the magnet. It's been at Miami since 2006.
I was involved in a program called First Year Research Experience. We call it FIRE. And they were giving us tours of different labs, and they were really adamant about the fact that Miami has one of the biggest ones of these machines, whatever this is, in the nation, actually, or even in the world. You go and look it up, and it's one of the best ones we have. So I had no idea that I'd wind up in this lab. I just thought it was kind of cool, whatever that machine did.
She now knows what it does and tells her friends she puts mouse poop in it. Joe Nowatzky, a sophomore biochemistry major, just this year learned how to interpret the data from the magnet.
A lot of us are pre-med students. If not, we're pre-med, we're pre-something. So we're going to go to grad school, and we're all biology, chemistry, or biochemistry students. So we all have interest in this field. And so it's really fascinating to be involved in such a big undertaking, big project.
It is a big undertaking. Professor Kennedy says over the next year, the students will be collecting urine and stool samples from 1,000 mice with hopes of eventually identifying pancreatic cancer in humans earlier. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.